The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens, the pharmacy America has trusted since 1901. This is Dave Ross. There's a game of petroleum chicken going on. The oil companies clearly want the government to open up more offshore drilling, and the president is clearly ready to oblige.
Today, I've taken every step within my power to allow offshore exploration of the OCS.
OCS, that's the Outer Continental Shelf, which reaches as far as 350 nautical miles from the coast. The president's betting that the prospect of $5 gas might find even environmentalists willing to at least take a peek to see if, while we're waiting to be rescued by those elusive alternative fuels, to see if maybe there might be friendlier sources of oil than the Middle East. More after this from Charlie. In a capitalist economy, everybody has their price, and polls are beginning to show that even for people who consider themselves environmentalists, $5 a gallon may be it. And with Democratic leaders insisting that the oil companies not even be allowed to look for more offshore oil, the president pounced.
The American people are watching the numbers climb higher and higher at the pump, and they're waiting to see what the Congress will do.
The comeback from Senate Leader Harry Reid is that the oil companies already have plenty of places to drill.
We want oil and gas companies to drill for oil on the leases they've been given. Tens of millions of acres, both onshore and offshore.
So he has no moral opposition to more drilling. He just thinks that he knows better than the oil companies where to find the oil. And until they drill where he thinks they should, he doesn't want them even looking someplace else. He has a better idea for controlling prices.
We believe that we should start with speculation. See what we can do to stop that. We know it will have a tremendously important impact on the markets.
Well, yes, except that what drives the speculation is the fear that there's no more oil to be found. And if you don't look, you're never going to find it. And so the Democrats have handed the president the perfect opening to put the blame for $5 gas right where he wants it.
And as the democratically controlled Congress has sat idle, gas prices have continued to increase.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, July 15th, 2008.